Hey.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday morning, and a very exciting Sunday. I have news for you. Oh, I have been working, and I have found the answer to a lot of your questions on the tomato blight. We'll be discussing that. And next Sunday, I just want you to write down that next Sunday, at 7:30 in the morning, we will have as a guest James Dwyer. He is a crop specialist from the University of Maine in Presque Isle. And if you're not familiar with the state of Maine, Presque Isle is at the very, very top of the state. And there are more potatoes there than any place else in the world. It's the potato belt. For the state of Maine, huge, huge fields. And he is going to talk about information that will help you to relax and to calm down about the tomato and potato blight diseases that we have all experienced. But during the morning, I will give you some of the information that he has passed on to me on how it got started, how it spread, and that will blow your mind. It did me. And what will happen next season, and how we can prevent future infestations in our garden, especially if you had this problem. So very exciting. And I want you all to take a big, deep breath and say, it's going to be okay. It's not a panic mode like we've been talking about the last few weeks where nobody knew what to do. Well, I have all the answers from an expert who's responsible for all the potatoes in the state of Maine, and that's the same disease that hits our tomatoes. So we'll be talking about that today, but write it down on your calendar that next Sunday at 7:30, we'll have the expert on the radio for a good half hour, and he's going to tell us about the history of it and how we can control it and what caused it. You're going to be amazed, totally, totally amazed. I was just blown away by it. But in the meantime, the kids are back in school. The weather's cooler. The days are definitely shorter, especially when you look out the window right now. And we need to get back in the yard and to prepare our yard for the fall season, prepare it for the winter, because those seasons are coming upon us very, very quickly now. And there's a lot that has to be done, believe it or not. And we have to start thinking about cleaning the yard, cleaning the garden. If you had a problem with your grass, planting some new seed, repairing the damage from the summer, And the one thing I want you to do today is when you go outside, I want you just to look at your lawn and look at the color. And just by the color, you can tell if you have crabgrass. And this, you're gonna, it will really wake you up and tell you and show you what crabgrass looks like without even kneeling down or really looking at your lawn closely. If you have a lawn without crabgrass and you go outside today and you look at the grass close and looking at the entire lawn, you're going to see that the grass is green. And you're going to say, wow, that grass is nice and green. And, you know, it's always been nice and green. You never thought much of it. But it's green. The weeds are green. Things like dandelions and chickweed and clover. But if you've got crabgrass and you look at your grass, crabgrass right now is not green. It's starting to change color. And you're going to start to notice that your grass that should be green has a red tinge to it. And the red tinge is the crabgrass itself doing two things. First, the foliage is getting ready to die because crabgrass is an annual. It only lives 1 year. It begins to germinate during late April, early May, and grows very, very quickly, especially during the hot days of June, July, and August. But it starts to germinate in May. And the color of the grass when it germinates is pale. It's not dark green like your lawn. But when it first comes up, it's kind of a lime green color. And especially when it's very young, when it's about, oh, a half an inch to an inch, maybe even a little bit taller than that. It's very noticeable in your lawn. And it's in clumps. It's not like one here and one there, but it's in clumps. And it's usually where maybe you have some foot traffic. It's usually where maybe you have a little piece of ledge, and during the summer the grass dies because the rock heats up and the grass dies from lack of moisture. It's usually in a lawn that's thin, or maybe you had a lot of dandelions and chickweed and clover, and you killed all those broadleaf weeds, but you never planted seed in those empty spaces to replace the weeds with good grass. So the following year, Mother Nature said, oh, this ground is all dead. There's holes here. I'm going to fill it. So she filled it with crabgrass. And that's where this red coloration is. Now, when you look at it closer, you notice that there is another thing that's red, and that's the seed head. And for those of you that are in your 40s and 50s and 60s and older, you probably remember the days when you looked at the roof of your house and you had a TV antenna attached to the chimney. Unlike today, you look at the roof and it's just a chimney. Maybe a satellite dish. Well, the seed head of crabgrass looks like the old TV antenna when I was growing up. And it's red. And that should tell you something. When you see red foliage and these red seed heads, and it doesn't look like it's wheat. A nice, beautiful cluster. This is a kind of an erratic shape going all different directions. That red seed pod contains thousands, and I mean thousands of seeds. And what you need to do in the days to come, and as soon as your grass dries out and you're able to mow it, put the bagger on your lawnmower, and that way when you cut the grass and you cut the seed heads, they're sucked into the bag. If you have a regular lawnmower and you go right through your lawn, you're blowing the seeds off the plant onto your soil and spreading them for next year. So it's very, very important in the next month that every single time you mow, that you vacuum at the same time. Lower your blade. Because right now, plenty of rain, cooler temperatures. So if you cut the grass a little bit too short, you don't have to worry about the heat and the lack of moisture burning the lawn. So lower your blade, put the bag on your lawnmower, and if you don't have a lawnmower without a bag, and you have a neighbor that has a lawnmower with a bag, today's the day to maybe walk across the street or next door and say, I've got some crabgrass. I don't want to spread it to your yard. Could I borrow your bag lawnmower so I can collect the seeds, and that way there's less of a chance that you'll get it. And if you use that way, your neighbor will gladly give you their lawnmower to use so that you can eliminate the seeds from blowing into their yard. And they'll love it. Now, if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Say good morning to Jared. He'll get you set up, and we will eliminate a lot of problems this week and the weeks to come. 800-259-9231.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit Scott.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to OrderChoose.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're on the in the transition period right now. We're saying goodbye to summer, and believe me, it's a pleasure to say goodbye to this past summer with all the rain and the cold weather and the cloudiness and the dreariness, and maybe we'll have a lot more sun. We've had a pretty good soaking of rain here in the Northeast. And which is good, because as the weather gets colder and some of your flowers go by, you may want to start thinking about the spring. And what I mean by that is the fall is the time that you plant your spring blooming bulbs. Things like tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths with the fragrance. Oh, that smell of hyacinths is just so good. But you got to start thinking now for next fall. And there's so many beautiful, beautiful bulbs. And most of your garden centers have received their bulbs for this year. And you want to start thinking about it. Now, just to let you know, the bigger the bulb, the better it's going to flower, and the longer it's going to flower. So sometimes you'll go to the box stores and you'll see, you know, 25 tulips for $9.95. And you look at them and they're about the size of a ping pong ball. You buy them, you plant them, they bloom pretty good the first year. In the second year, only half of them are in bloom. In the third year, they're gone. Well, sometimes even they just bloom 1 year. You go to your garden center, the bulbs are twice the size. Yes, they're going to cost you more money, but they're going to give you a much bigger flower, a flower that's going to last a lot longer, and a flower that's more likely to bloom in the years to come. So this is a case of if you spend a little bit more, you're going to get a lot more in return. It's not like, well, I'll buy it smaller and it's going to grow. When you buy bulbs that bloom in the spring, especially tulips, they do not get bigger in the United States. Tulips are grown in Holland for the most part. There's some grown in the United States on the West Coast, but tulips get smaller every year because they need to be grown a specific way. Daffodils will outlast tulips, usually double the length of the time that they'll go in your garden. Daffodils are not eaten by rodents. So if you have moles and voles and chipmunks and squirrels, then you may, and rabbits or deer, then you may say to yourself, maybe I should make some changes and plant daffodils instead of tulips. Okay? Just something for you to think about. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Let's check with Jared and see who's called this morning. Jared, who's up first?
Okay, first up this morning, we have Pat on the line calling about a blue spruce tree.
Okay. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. I have a blue spruce that's about 60 feet high, and until 4 years ago, it was beautiful. But now it looks moth-eaten. The bottom half has no needles at all, and the next two-thirds, there's needles on the outside of the branches, but not on the inside. The top looks okay, but can this be saved, or do I just take it down?
Oh, no, I wouldn't take it down. I mean, you take that down, you're going to have one heck of a hole on your property. What I would do is this. I would buy a 50-pound bag of Holytone fertilizer, and I would start at the drip line of your tree branches, and with a crowbar, make a hole about 6 inches deep. Get one of the kids to help you or one of the neighborhood kids. Give him $10 and he'll be thrilled, and he can make all the holes for you. And then you put a half a handful in each hole. So make a circle all the way around, then come in a couple feet and make the holes in the middle of where your first ring of holes are, and go all the way around, and then come in and do the same thing again. And that will feed that tree. Do it now and again in the spring to help for new growth. But the important thing besides that is Bayer tree and shrub. And I would use the tree and shrub on it right now because you have thrips and spider mite on your tree. If by putting it now, it will kill everything that's on there.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up. Which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The ecolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call ecolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit ecolablue at ecolablue.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're changing seasons, and it's a time for us to say, okay, the kids are in school, the weather's cooling off, we can get back out in that yard, and whatever work you do this fall in your yard is going to be that much less and that much easier for you when spring arrives. Things like when you get all of your perennial beds and all of your annuals and your vegetable garden cleaned, if you edge the beds in the fall, that means in the spring, it's one thing less to do. And you can put down bark mulch in the fall, and it's still going to be there when spring arrives, and that's another thing less that you have to do. I try and do as much mulching, composting of my beds in the fall as I do in the spring. Because in the spring, you have to wake up the lawn, plant the vegetable garden, plant your annuals, you know, and it has so much to do. So if you can eliminate some of those chores by doing it in the fall, you're going to be ahead of the game. So as the weather cools, and you have more energy, because it's a lot easier to work in the fall than it is in the summer with the heat, let's get out there. So if we can help you to plan for the spring, 800-259-9231. Call Jared right now. We have open lines, and we'll take care of you. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Joe on the line, who's calling about planting bulbs.
Okay, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I'm down here in the Cape. About 3 years ago, I put in, 50, maybe 60 daffodils. Buried them according to instructions and so forth, and went to Florida. I come back in the spring looking forward to my beautiful daffodils. I think I saw one green shoot. I dug down. These were planted in probably a two-foot circle along a fence, and there were probably, about 10 or 12 of these circles. I dug down in every one of those circles, Paul. Not a sign of a bulb, not a casing, nothing, zero. No holes dug. There was no evidence of voles or anything like that. Those bulbs were gone.
I'll be darned. They were gone. I wonder. Well, where you live on the Cape, I know the Cape is primarily sand, but were you in an area where there was some clay and it was wet?
No. Because right now I have roses planted along that same area and put gladiolus in this year. Gladiolus all come up beautiful.
Yeah. Boy, I don't understand. Because it's not rodents. Daffodils are poisonous when eaten. And what blows my mind is, how does an animal that lives in the United States know that a bulb that you just put in the ground from Holland is poisonous? How does that animal know that if he eats that, it's going to kill him? But somehow they do. And that's one of the safe things about planting daffodils. They normally will come up. So, I mean, that's really a mystery. If the bulb had rotted, you would have found signs in the digging of a mess of rotted waste material.
So that's what I thought. Yeah.
Boy, I wonder if one of your neighbors dug them up after you left. It's not that something ate it. I mean, it's a real mystery. I don't know what to say. Because if it was, first of all, deer wouldn't eat it, and none of your mice or squirrels or chipmunks or any type of a rodent like that would. I mean,
there would have been evidence of digging tunnels or something
right,
like that.
Yeah, because I had that happen with some tulips many years ago. Like you, we had bought some pastel pinks, an assortment of pinks, and I dug an area about 4 feet by 4 foot, and I planted 25 of these pastel tulips in there for a surprise for my wife for spring. And when spring came, there was only two or three little shoots that came up. And I went to step on the area where the bulbs were, and the ground collapsed, and it was a great big maze where the chipmunks had come in, or to me it was probably chipmunks, and they ate all of the bulbs. So I don't know what to say, but what I would do is I wouldn't give up. I would replant this year, and what I would do is there is a spray that you can put on your bulbs that would keep animals from getting to it. The name of the company is Bobex, B-O-B-B-E-X, and they have a deer and rabbit repellent. And what you do is, if you've had problems with possibly animals, it's a liquid that comes with like a built-in pumper. and you open up your sprayer, you pour all of the liquids into a bowl, and put all of your bulbs in it and roll them around to get them all wet with this repellent, and you let them sit in the Bobex for 10, 15 minutes so that it's absorbed into the bulb itself. And then you just scoop them out, plant them in the ground, and if any animal starts to dig, and when they bite into that bulb, the taste of the animal repellent itself will work very, very well. And then you just filter out the skins of your bulbs that may have broken in the process of soaking them. So you just filter it and then pour it back in your bottle, and you can spray foliage that animals may be nibbling at. But, Joe, I don't know what to say. I don't know what it would be. I don't know. If it's an animal, there should have been some holes, or there should have at least been a settling of your soil. So when you look at the bed, instead of having it be straight, you would have little indentations where the animals made a tunnel. And if over the course of the winter and the spring before you got back, due to the weather, that hole would collapse and you'd have little indentations in the ground. But I wouldn't give up. I would buy some daffodils again, soak them in the Bobex, and let's see what happens. Hopefully it's not a neighbor that's come over and dug that. Thank you, Joe. Let's hope for a better year. Earlier we were talking with Pat about her blue spruce, and I see this quite a bit. You have a beautiful blue spruce, and it seems to be thinning and thinning and thinning. And what it is, there's a little insect. It's called a mite, and some people call it red spider, but it's red spider mite. And they love evergreens, arborvitaes, spruce, hemlock. And there, if you took a pen and you tapped it on a piece of paper, that little tiny dot that it makes, that's the size of it. If you were to take the Bayer tree and shrub, and it's very simple to use, you mix it right in a bucket. You don't need a sprayer or anything else. So you mix it in a bucket, you pour it around the trunk of the tree, and the roots will absorb it. And it will take it up 75 feet. And it's a product that will stay working in your tree for 12 months. So if you can get it on there now, any mites that are on there, it will kill. It works on sucking insects, not on chewing, but on sucking. And that's what a mite is. You've heard, you know, about Canadian hemlock, how they get pieces of cotton that looks like cotton on the tree. That's the woolly adelgid. And this is a sucking insect. So the tree and shrub will take care of any insect that sucks on the plant rather than chew holes. And if you put it down now, you kill all the adults that are on that tree now. And these insects, they're very smart. They can sense that the seasons are changing. And they know that when the weather gets really cold, they're going to die. And they, in their head, Mother Nature has implanted that if you do not mate and lay eggs now, there will be no insects of the future. So their generation will just disappear, which would be a good thing. But they know that this has to happen. So when the weather changes, the days get shorter, we start to get cold, all of the insects, every place, they know they need to get ready for the next generation. And they are laying eggs like crazy right now. So if you can kill the adults, you'll cut back on the amount of eggs. And then what's nice about this tree and shrub, when the eggs hatch in the spring, and usually they'll hatch, and you're so busy doing everything else, you don't realize it. The product is still inside the plant. So when they hatch and they start to suck on the plant and get some all of that chlorophyll and all of the energy that's in the plant, the product is in there. And it kills them very early on so that you don't end up with this thinning. So if you have a blue spruce or a hemlock or a fir tree or even arborvitae, and you're noticing that they're getting thinner instead of thicker, they're still growing, but the inside seems to become visible, and it's opening up. Get the tree and shrub on them this fall to kill the adults, and that way when spring comes, in April and May, when you're busy, when the new ones hatch, they get a surprise. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up is Bob. Bob's got a question about pruning a cherry tree.
Okay. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I've got a Quanzon cherry tree, and I pruned it. And this spring, every place where I had made cuts on the tree, I got these, I call them suck-up branches, 2 to 3 foot suck-up branches coming from where I made the cuts. When should I be pruning a Quanzon cherry?
Okay. What happened is this. The ends of every single branch on the very tip, that is the leader of the branch. And when you cut the leader off, the new shoots that develop were competing to take over the leadership of that particular branch. And that's how nurseries will prune a tree to make them grow faster. Now, it doesn't sound right, but you're pruning a tree to make it smaller, and in the long run, it's going to grow bigger and faster. The best time to prune any flowering tree is when the flowering cycle ends. So your Quanzon cherry is during either late April or May, depending on how spring arrives. And as soon as the flowers begin to shatter and fall, that's when you prune. And if you do that, there's less of this surge growth. So for now, leave it. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Boni Products has the answer. Boni Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Boni.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Club. It's Sunday morning, and we were talking with Bob about his cherry tree, and weeping cherries or upright cherries or even flowering crabs. You should do the pruning in the spring when the flowering cycle ends, and then all of the energy will go to make the new growth. If you prune it this time of the year, you're eliminating the flower buds for next year so that you'll have less color on your tree. The other thing that's going to happen is, if depending on when you prune it, if you were to prune it now, probably not as much, but if you prune it late, let's say you waited until the end of September or beginning of October and you pruned your tree, the tree would not have time to make a callus on that cut. Because the leaves right now, believe it or not, I mean, they are green, but the tree is beginning to think that the season is coming to an end. And slowly, the tree is making chlorophyll and sending it downstairs in the root system for storage there. It's not making the chlorophyll and the energy and keeping it upstairs in the leaves, because it knows, with the length of the day getting less and less every day, the cooler temperatures, it knows that it's coming close to winter. So the energy that it's making now, it's sending it downstairs to be stored in the roots. So if you prune it, and there's not enough time for the plant to create a callus, during the winter, when it's windy and it's cold, as the wind goes across your yard, it's going to suck moisture out of the ends of those branches that you've cut because it hasn't been sealed. So pruning in the fall is minimal. And the only thing that you would be pruning is if you've got a problem. So for the most part, put the pruners away. The only thing that I prune in the fall would be like hydrangea. And I prune the hydrangea flowers only, not the plant. I prune the hydrangea to get the big, big flowers off of it. That way, if during the winter you get a lot of freezing rain and ice, you eliminate that big flower that will collect the ice, bend with the weight, and possibly break the branch. So for the most part, your pruning is done in the spring after the blooming cycle. Okay? Jared, who's next?
Next up is Angela, who's calling about pruning a cypress tree.
Okay, Angela, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm Angela from Falmouth at the Cape, and I have a Nucatensis, which is about 14 to 16 feet tall. It's beautiful, and it's planted on my Cape Cod-style house on the corner. However, okay. I don't want it to dwarf, because it keeps growing, to dwarf mm-hmm. the house. So I was wondering, can this treetop ever be trimmed?
Oh, sure. The thing that you want to do is you don't want to prune it now, you know, as I've been saying.
Right.
Because you could have, see, the thing that would happen, if you pruned it late in the year and it doesn't have a chance to seal, when spring comes, you would have little brown tips. So here's this gorgeous plant with little brown tips every place that you made a cut. If you do it in the spring, what's going to happen is by waiting until the spring, so in April or May, before the new growth starts, if you go out there and you visually prune it to create a nice looking shape and to control the size, and as you said, you don't want it to eat the end of the house out. So you prune it, you shape it, give it a little bit of granular fertilizer to help it to really wake up and to get moving. The plant's going to get more dense. It's going to get thicker. It's going to get fuller. And there'll be no brown tips where you did the pruning. So wait until the spring. You get out there one morning with a cup of coffee, a pair of pruners, and take your time. A cut, make two or three cuts, stand back, look at it, another two or three cuts, stand back and look at it. Don't rush. And that way you have a beautiful plant, and when the new growth comes, it will fit.